I want to read a few verses out of the book of Matthew, chapter 3. Matthew, chapter 3. If you found Matthew, chapter 3, we'll begin reading to verse 1. For the Bible said, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiments of camel hair and a leather girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the regions round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruit meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourself, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid under the root of the tree. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down, cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Father, we do thank you for the service. What's already happened, we thank you for it. The good singing, everything that's been done already, we bless your name for it. It's come time for us to try to say a few things. God, I pray that you'd help us tonight. Speak through us. Say that would bring honor unto thee. Bless every soul that's inside this building. We thank you for this church. Thank you for the good pastor and everybody that comes here. Now, Lord, have your way. We'll bless you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Amen. I read 12 verses out of the third chapter of the book of Matthew. In the beginning, matter of fact, in the first verse, it talked about a man by the name of John the Baptist. John the Baptist. And it talked about him preaching in the wilderness of Judea. And the second verse said, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What about that? I was looking and reading this today, and I said to myself, you can't argue with John. Can't argue with him. He had the right message, didn't he? Now, we kind of shy away from the word repent. But children, and this is not being rude, but all around the globe tonight. I stood here just a minute ago. I sat back there a while ago. And I looked around, I thought, my heavens, what a place to worship God. Church, I've been in places and it was dirt floor over on the mission field. Look what God's done for us. He's been good to us. But I want to look down in verse 6, verse 5. It said, then went out to him, to John, Jerusalem, and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. Now I know that there's a lot could be said about that, but just, you know, not to spend a whole lot of time at the beginning of the message tonight, but in my own thinking, I mean, you know, here's people confessed their sins, made it right with God. That's the greatest thing that could happen to anybody.
Sure. Oh, yes.
That really, I mean, you know,
right.
As the pastor said a while ago, I wish that people could see that, you know, those that's not saved, where they stand with God. You know, best thing that ever happened to anybody is when we got saved.
Amen.
Got born into God's family.
Yes.
I've told my wife many of a time that if he don't ever do anything else for me, I don't have no quarrel against him. Just to be saved and to be in the family of God and know where you're going when this journey here is over with. I bless his name for that. But I'd read that and read that and read that, and I thought, I mean, you know, John, he preached and these people confessed their sins, you know, and how the scripture said that. But really, God come through.
Yes.
And if God don't come through,
yes.
I mean, you know, there ain't gonna be no,
that's right.
There ain't gonna be nothing take place that'll help us.
Right. Yes.
But I believe that God wants to come through. Somebody said last night, and it might have been the pastor of the church, he said, I know God's here because he lives in us that are saved. But you know one thing? He does come by every once in a while in a special way. And I thought last night, as Brother Rule was preaching, boy, isn't it good for him to come by and open your heart to where you can understand what God's wanting you to know. Well, having said that, I'd like to preach a little bit tonight on this thought on God will come by. Hey, look. Not too often, but every once in a while, I hear somebody say, I just wrote them off. You know what they're saying.
Right.
I just wrote them off. I get to my message in a minute. But I want to tell you something while I'm right here. God don't write us off.
Amen, preacher.
He don't.
Right.
He's invested too much in us to let us down now. He sure has. He's invested a lot in us. I say this every once in a while. There's a crowd on the other side that's a looking for me. And one of these days, I'm going to show up over there. I said this in a service last week. I think I said it down to church one time. I'm so saved that I believe I could swing out over hell on a corn stalk and still be in good shape. But you know, talking about God will come by, you know, in the Bible, you know, I was reading today, David, he longed for the Lord to come by. In the 85th Psalms, verse 6, he talks about, "Will thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?"
Yes.
I really believe that. I mean, you know, David got hungry for God to show up in a special way. You see now, preacher, you mean to tell me that God will just come through in a special way? If you've got a pencil, write this down. A few years back, I was down here at Conley Springs, and I was fixing to go over to my home in Rutherford County. I'd been having it rough. Not the people wouldn't give me no bad time. I just fighting the devil and this, that, and the other, you know. And before I got in that truck and left, I told the Lord, I said, "God, I sure need some help. I'm not trying to put on a pity party, but it sure would be nice for you to come by." Do you know, I got in that truck and same old thing, landing, driving, going over the road. And I got over about 3 miles back this side of my house, and there's somebody got in that truck of me. Had some fellas over there doing some work for me, and when I got up to the house, I couldn't get out of the truck. One of them hollered and said, "What's wrong with you?" I said, "Just leave me alone. I'll get out in a minute."
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I'm telling you,
yeah,
don't pass up the opportunity
to
ask God to be real to you.
Amen.
I hear people talk about, "Boy, when I get home." Glory to God for that.
Right.
But I'm telling you, God's real here.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. He's real here. In the 40s and in the 50s, there was a moving of God in those days.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a moving, God moved. And I'm sure that it happened right here in Burke County. But I can remember in Madison County in the 40s and in the 50s and on up through those days. Now, don't dial me out. I'm not telling you that God's not moving now. That ain't what I'm saying. But I'm telling you there was a special moving of God in those days. I got saved in 1947. The revival run about 3 weeks. And on about the second, third week, I got in. I don't know so much about this, but I heard a man on the radio 10 or 15 years ago, and he was talking about days back down the road. He said, God come through and done a work back there. But he said, to tell you the truth, this generation has really not experienced a real moving of God. Look, I'm not talking about God come through and we jumped the pews and we done this and done that. I want to tell you, I've been around Brother Scott. I seen this one time at Blue Ridge Camp Meeting, when they called on old Brother Joe Parson to pray. Brother Buck had him to get up and come up to the podium and pray. And while Joe was a praying, it felt like God just hovered over that place. We need that, don't we? Matter of fact, write this down. We've got to have that. I've got children. I've got people in my church or the church that I try to pastor that's not saved. And we need God to come through and touch their hearts and help them to see that they need God more than anything else in this world. Well, let me just leave off some things and talk about, I believe there is some things that God will honor, and I believe there is some things that God, when we do them, He honors it, and He'll come by. And He'll bless. I'm a candidate for that, aren't you? You say, well, Preacher Rice, what in the world is it? And I want to give you two or three little thoughts that God's put in my heart. And the first thing I'd like to talk to us tonight about would be, I believe, Bible preaching.
Yes, sir.
Now, hold on a minute. I'm not saying that there's nobody preaching. That ain't what I'm saying. But I want to tell you something. I believe it's just like praying. Do you know if you're really, really sincere in your praying, you won't pray too many times until God will knock at your door.
Why, yeah. Right.
He'll come by and do something for you.
Amen.
But I'm telling you, just Bible preaching,
yes.
Holy Ghost preaching.
Right.
After a while,
yes.
God will come through.
Amen.
Thank God for that, you know. Paul said this to a young preacher. He's talking to young Timothy. You know what he said to him? He's told young Timothy, he said, preach the word.
Yes. Yes.
Now what about that? You know what? I mean, the word of God. The word, God's word, is what convicts us. That old preacher, I can remember this preacher's name that was preaching in those 3 weeks revival that I got saved in. You might have known him, Preacher Scott, but Kimsey Ball was there doing the preaching. Mankind, I'd slip in, sit down away backhander, he'd mount that pulpit, start preaching. And honest before God, one night, I'm sitting back there and he's preaching. And I said, my mother has told him all about me. She hadn't told him nothing. The God of heaven, God, had touched that old preacher's heart and said, preach on this. And he got in that pulpit and began to preach the word of God. Isn't that a blessing?
Right.
Hallelujah. Boy, I've thought about this so many times. What if he'd got up there and said, you know one thing? Just do the best you can. You're going to be all right. Well, I might be in hell tonight. But that ain't what he said. He got up there and preached. And he preached the word of God. And said, you must repent. You need to repent. And get right with the Lord. My Lord, I'll tell you, that's hard to swallow. Don't tell you what it did. It changed my directions that night. I was headed towards hell. And here comes God and convicts me of my sins. Oh, time conviction gripped my soul. And I got right along about there. Got in that altar that night. Got saved. Been saved ever since then. Hey, you say, preacher, what happened to you? God come by. The Lord from heaven come by and done a work in my soul. So I say, Paul told Timothy, just preach the word. And hey, look, as I said a while ago, we don't like to hear this word, repent. Oh, Lord. If you knew how many times this preacher has repented in the last week, you say, what in the name of heaven's wrong with you? Well, I hadn't shot nobody. and I hadn't cut nobody. I hadn't stole nobody's wife. I hadn't robbed no bank. But dear God, it may not be the things that we do, but the things that we don't do. Do you know one thing? I'll tell this and just move on. I'm sure that you try to pray for your family. And I do. I try to pray for my family every day. But you know one thing? I catch myself, Brother Rule, sometimes I catch myself laying down on a pillow and it hits me. You didn't pray before you come to bed. Well, you say, what are you going to do? Let's God get up and repent and ask God to straighten you out to where you can talk to him. I'm just talking to us tonight, children out of my heart. Thank God I believe old time, Holy Ghost preaching after a while. I mean, he may not come by when you preach that first message, but it's like one old timer told me I started out. I thought everybody ought to jump a pew, run to the altar, and make everything right. I told this fella one time, he said, hey, let me tell you something. Just keep a shooting at that hole. Yeah. He said, in a while, something will come out of there. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. That's pretty good advice, wasn't it? But you see, we just need to preach. Tell people we just need to repent. And then let me not tarry here too long. My soul, time's done gone. But let me say this. Need to preach about Christ is coming. Preach about Christ is coming. Preach about the blood. I know. Look, I know that we're, you know, hey, look, the Bible said this. But the Lord coming, he said, in the air that you think not, the Son of Man will come. Honest before God tonight, there's not too many people looking for him. But you know one thing? You want me to tell you what I'm thinking about? If he would come tonight, if he'd come before you cut the lights off in here, hallelujah. Thank God. Gravity would lose its hope and God's people would go through. You think about it. As I said a while ago, there's a crowd on the other side that's looking for us. I've got a daddy that's been gone about 71 or 2 years. What in the name of heaven do you think he and I'll do when I get there? I got a mother that's been gone about 13, 14 years. Hey, what do you think we're going to do when we get there? I'll tell you one thing. I'm not going to stand over in the corner and look at him and say, I'm here. No, no. I'm here tonight to tell you there's going to be some shouting on the hills of glory. You say, I'm just not one of those emotional kind. You better stay out of heaven.
That's all right. Listen.
There'll be a bunch of them old timers run over you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. But just preach on the blood. Yeah. Preach on the grace of God. Yeah. Let me give you a little thought here about the blood. You know this. But you know the blood cleanses us. And I like it like this. The blood cleanses us from all sin. Now there's people argue with you on that, but I can't help if they're wrong and I'm right. I can't help if they're wrong and the Bible's right. Well, you say explain yourself. Talk about it cleanses you from all sin. I believe the blood cleanses us from our past sin. I believe it cleanses us from our present sins. And I believe it cleanses us from our future sins. I don't intend, in my right mind, I want to stay right with God. Want to love God, walk right down through this mess that's out there and love God. But, children, if we do goof up a little bit, that blood that was shed on Calvary, it'll take care of everything that we make a mess out of. What is that old song? It said, what can wash away my sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I was in Mexico one year. We was over our little old church having a service. And I preached on the blood. And when Guthrie preached, this little fella run up to me, and he had a fella there, had to have an interpreter, you know. I mean, He said, we sang that song here in this little church. I said, sang it. Oh, Lord, did they ever write back and sing that song? Nothing but the blood. But I'm telling you, just preach on the blood. And preach on, as I said a while ago, the grace of God. God will come through after a while. But let me say secondly to us today, children. Scriptural praying. I believe God honors that. Scriptural praying. God will come through after a while. If you've got a Bible, look at this. Matthew 21, verse 22. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Matthew 21, verse 22. Let me read that again. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, here's the key word in that verse, believing. Hello? I'm telling you. I mean, you know, if we don't aim to believe God, we'd be better off sitting out there on the creek bank of fishing, hoping that they wouldn't bite. Isn't that right? Amen. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you something. Scriptural praying. My mother was left with two boys and two girls. Many, many, many. And about every night, Mom would say to us before we went to bed, children, come in here a minute. And she'd get the family Bible down, and she'd always read to us. And she'd say, bow your head, I'm going to pray. And I've heard her pray and say, God, you give me my young'uns. You give me my children. I want to give them back to you tonight, fresh and anew. Brother Rule, every one of us got saved. Born into God's family. What about that? I'm telling you, you say, well, got saved? Sure. Mankind, I've seen Mama pray and quit praying, and it felt like God. And all we had back then was nail kegs and a little old straight chairs to sit in. But you know one thing? It felt like God come down and sit down in there with us. I'm talking about, you see, there's some things. Mothers over there with her head bowed, begging God to save her children. Do you really think that Mama's going to go through that day after day, and God turn a deaf ear to her? Some of you that's listening to me tonight, put that in practice. God will come through at a while. Yes, sir. He'll come through.
Amen. Every time.
He will come through. And I bless his name for that. Hallelujah. Scriptural praying. Very quickly, let me say this right here. In the Bible, talk about praying. I like the way this fella put that. In Acts chapter 16, verse 25, verse 26, and on down through there. You know the story how that Paul and Silas is put over there in that prison? And the Bible said along about midnight, they prayed and sang praises unto God. And about that time, God shook that place. And the old jailer, the man that was a keeping, he was at ease before them boys started praying. Because the Bible said, I read this three or four times a day, the Bible said he woke out of his sleep, supposing that everybody's gone. And he jerks out his sword, was going to commit suicide. And Paul said, don't do yourself no harm. We're all here. And the next thing you hear that fella saying, here's what I was talking about. He said, sir, what must I do to be saved? Paul didn't say, come over to our church and join with us. He said, believe. What's that word I told you a while ago? That word. He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. You say, you really believe that old general got saved? I believe a little more than that. I believe he's in heaven tonight. Don't you? I believe if there's anybody running up down through the streets of heaven and shouting, I believe that old jailer's right along there with him. He probably run by Paul and say, glory to God, Paul. I'm glad you come to that prison, that old jail that night. Hallelujah, folks. We don't understand a lot of things that comes our way, but if God's working out some things, let her come. Hallelujah. I'm talking about, you see, scriptural praying. Thank God. Let me give you my soul. I'll give you this and I'll just quit. What about spiritual worship? Hey, you know something? Listen. Now, you probably won't do this, but I tell this every once in a while at church. My life's an open book. If you want to look at it, check it out, just go ahead. I'm not that good a feller. But I used to think going to church and worship was going. You know what I'd do? I'd give a dollar or two in the church, and when somebody's watching me, I'd give the preacher $3 or $4 or $5. Come on. Give the preacher. Hey, look. I'm telling you, you say, where'd you come from? Back in the backwoods. But God's helped me. He's helped me. You say, really? Oh, yeah, I pay my tithes now. And I give Miss Olima a little ounce every once in a while. If she cooks a good meal, does pretty good at it, I'll give her a few dollars, you know. I gave her two the other day and told her to go to Walmart and go wild. Don't you look at me like that. You do the same thing. But I'm telling you, hey, listen. I'm telling you, worship. God honors worship. He sure does. See, I thought all we got to do is go to church, warm a pew, give a dollar or two, shake a preacher's hand, get up, go home, come back, go through the same thing again. But here's what the Bible had to say about it. John 4 and verse 24 said, God is a spirit, and they that worship him, put that word in there, must worship him in spirit and in truth. Isn't that good? I want to read you something that I got a hold of one day that was a blessing to my heart about worship. I read it very quickly. It said, worship is to quicken the conscience by the wholeness of God. You remember what I told you, driving up the road in my truck, and I felt like God got in that old truck beside of me. It went on to say, worship is to feed the mind with the truth of God. Right. Worship is to purge imagination by the beauty of God. I was sitting back a while ago and I thought, dear God, isn't this a wonderful place? Beauty. Beautiful. Somebody said, well, I hadn't seen God. You just hadn't looked around. Oh, yeah. Right. Come on, take out a little time. Yeah. And when you get through looking in here, walk out on the outside. Look back here at them Blue Ridge Mountains. Look around you and see what God has placed right in front of us. His worship is to open the heart to the love of God. Worship is to devote the will to the purpose of God. Worship is all that we are, reacting to all that He is. Hallelujah. What's that old song? Talks about brethren. We have met to worship. I think I told Brother Rule and his son or somebody who were sitting down there, me last or over here last night. There's a gentleman in our home church back there by the name of Patterson Wiles. And until that man died, I went to see him. His home burned up, and they sent him over to Hot Springs to live in a little old government apartment. I didn't know where he was at. I figured he'd done passed on, but somebody told me, said, no, Pat's living over there in one of those little old apartments. I went over to see him one day, and he's sitting on the outside out there in an old chair. But back in that old home church, Pat had a saying. His saying was this. He'd say, buy gum. I've heard him say this. God only knows how many times. He'd never get out of hand, but he'd stand up and testify, and he'd say, folks, by gum, he said the Lord wants to help us today.
Yeah.
What about that?
Listen.
God wants to help us today.
Amen.
I say to us, children, them old timers, they went to church for business.
Yes,
went to church on business with God. I close, but let me just give you this and close it. Heartfelt praise.
Oh, yes.
God honors that.
Yes, sir.
God honors.
Yes.
I listen to Brother Wade every Sunday. Don't you tell him I said this. But sometimes he gets talking about shouting. He said, I ain't talking about that kind here, hold my baby. I mean, he's right.
Yeah.
See, we do a lot of things for show.
Listen.
Do a lot of things for show. Look up here and listen to me for just a minute. But when God gets in here,
amen, preacher.
When God gets in our heart,
amen. That's it. Yes.
You don't do nothing for show.
Right. Right.
Just praise him for what he's done for us.
Amen.
I was sitting and thinking today, trying to read and look. And I thought about, I could praise him until my time's up here on earth for just saving me.
Sure.
And I could praise him for the grace of God. And it's been the grace of God that I've made it this far. Probably some of you listen to me tonight, and you probably an excused expression. We've all, every once in a while, fought hell by the acres.
Sure.
But there's God.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Why not praise him?
Right. Right.
Why not give him?
Right.
I mean, some of our praise unto him. I said to quit, but I've got to give you this. What about just loving one another?
Amen, preacher. Amen, preacher.
You know, just loving one another, you know.
Amen.
I don't believe I've ever in my life, and I'm not critical, I'm not throwing sticks, nothing like that, I'm just telling you. I don't believe that I've ever in my life seen people that's just touchy.
Oh, listen.
Real touchy.
Listen.
I mean, you know. But I don't tell you, boy, something.
Amen.
I sure do love you.
Amen, brother.
Love you know,
bless your heart.
I've got somebody somewhere that don't care much about me, but I'm gonna tell you something. I love people, don't you?
Amen, brother Landon. Amen.
Just loving one another. I believe God smiles on that.
Sure.
Matter of fact, His Son, brother, come down here to love us.
Amen.
Now, I know he come to save us,
yes.
But he sure didn't come to love us.
Amen. Amen.
Many times I've laid back in the bedroom back under, thinking, my God, what a journey.
Yeah.
And about that time it sounded like somebody's coming down the hall. Turned in,
oh, my.
Stopped by the bed and say, Landon, I just come by to tell you,
amen,
that I love you.
Amen.
Come on, Brother Scott. I hope this has helped you in some way,
amen,
somehow.
Amen.
But God's been good to us, hasn't he?